Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Corey, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, a couple of 28E agreements were approved as we think about the Lely development with Mahaska County for some of the road improvements and road maintenance, especially as the Pella corporate limits expand to the east. Let our listeners know a little bit about what was in those 28E agreements and ultimately what it means as we do think about expansion and development on the eastern side of the community.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but the city has been working with Lely to develop their new corporate headquarters south of 163 on the east side of the community. And as part of those improvements, there's, some infrastructure enhancements that needed to take place. And you know, we've talked a little bit about the water and sewer improvements, and certainly those are underway. One thing that's unique about that site is it's right on the edge of Mahaska and Marion County and just on the outskirts of the corporate limits. And so as we looked at making some of the road improvements in that area, the city realized that Mahaska County was going to be a key partner. And in fact, the road lies partially within Mahaska County. And so as the city, moved towards making those improvements, a 28E agreement, which is an agreement between two governmental entities, was considered by Mahaska County and approved. And the city council approved an agreement last night that allowed the city and gave the city authority to work with Mahaska County to construct road improvements on the south side of 163 interchange on the east side of the community. As well as the new construction, there's, of course, maintenance costs and no removal costs associated with that. And so really the second resolution authorized an agreement with Mahaska County that kind of designated the areas that the city and the county would take place. And so the city ultimately will be responsible for maintenance and snow removal south of 163, with Mahaska County and Marion County being responsible for maintenance and service north of 250th, or on 250th, north of 163.
Well, we are getting into budget season, and I know a lot of work is getting done to set up upcoming projects for the not only upcoming fiscal year, but as we transition into the next construction season. Now, work is still churning on the Pella Fiber project as crews continue to lay conduit and fiber in the ground and do some service drops. But kind of the big chunk of the service drops will be done by an outside entity, and there was a public hearing date set for that bid letting that should have a large portion of houses getting connected to the fiber network sometime next year.
Yeah, so the council took action to set a public hearing for a bid opening and on, December 16th, with a public hearing on January 5th. And really what that's for is what staff calls a drop. And so that's the section that runs from the right-of-way on our main line to the customer's house. And we've done this a couple times in the past, and we received some higher than engineer's estimate bids, and the engineer recommended rebidding. And so really we're just looking to improve, on the cost of those drop installations. And like you mentioned, those are really important piece of getting service to potential customers. And so getting that part taken care of will really, move us towards providing all of our potential customers a drop, which, like I said, is a really important component. And of course, we need that to be able to complete the project overall.
And at Policy and Planning, we talk about future construction projects. One that's been discussed pretty extensively now for the past couple of years is conversion of an existing gravel road in the city limits to hard surface. Earlier this year, there was some annexation and some growth of the city limits to make that project happen. Council has been kind of having to decide what to do with the extent of that project, and it looks like another addition to that project to kind of more complete and finish what that road will look like, and that's 218th and Neal Drive, just outside of Idaho Drive on the southwest side of the community.
Yeah, the council has a couple times had conversations about 218th Avenue and Neal Drive, and that is the section of road that leads from Idaho Drive to the Shady Brook subdivision. And at some previous planning meetings, council considered different design options and sidewalk locations for that area. And at a previous council meeting, there was a decision to hard surface that road from a rural cross section to a standard city street. And the real question of was, how do you get that sidewalk from 218th Avenue up to the trail on Idaho Drive? And so there was a few questions and some design elements that were completed by the city's engineer. And so ultimately, the council elected at this point to move forward with making improvements to 218th and Neal Drive, which will turn that whole area into a standard city street. And really, for those residents off of Neal Drive and for the Shady Brook subdivision, really provide a safe way to get from the Shady Brook subdivision and those on Neal Drive all the way to the trail on Idaho Drive, which certainly, you know, will be important for that region as it continues to develop.
Once again, that was Assistant Pella City Administrator Corey Goodenough. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.